Can you put into words what this night means to you now that you've gone through it?
A little bit of relief, to be honest. You know, it was so much anxiety leading up to it. It's hard to describe. I think I was talking to somebody earlier. It won't completely set in till probably days and months or years from now on, when I take my kids to the game or even my grandkids, and you see their jersey, the number that will never be worn again. It's been really a humbling experience for myself to know that this city and this organization feels about me that way. So just very thankful and honored, I truly am. And you know, it's a I was thinking about it a few days ago. I was sitting at home, and I knew I was retired, obviously, but you always think like you can play, go to facility, play with the guys, but it just kind of hit me, this is it, you know, they hanging up your jersey, it came to an end. So it's a little bit of a bittersweet, but very happy occasion.
Andy told us you were going to cry. Did you come close to crying or listening to the other speeches?
No, I don't know. You know, emotion's a funny thing, you know. Tears not necessarily always describe how a person feels. Trust me, inside I was nervous and knotted up. Didn't cry because I was in the time limit. Just kidding. But it's, you know, like I said, it's really humbling experience, and to know how the city and the people feel about you. And, you know, in my mind, I always felt like I have not done anything special. All I did was what was asked of me, which is come every day to work and try my hardest. Did it always go my way? No, but I tried. So to have this recognition come my way, it's really special.
Z, you were talking about being nervous. How does this kind of nervous compare to
the game? The games are easy compared to this from anxiety level, because you know, this was the first time, and the only time probably, unless I run for president, which I can't because I wasn't born here, right? So, you know, speaking in front of 20,000 people, all your family, all your friends, you know, basketball, it's a second nature. They throw up the ball and you start playing, everything else goes out of the window. So this was a little bit different standing in the middle of the court. So, you know, the fans were great, just like I expected, and you know, I miss them, and I miss the game, I miss the guys in a good way. I'm happy with where my life is right now, but it also brings back a lot of good memories.
So the playoff games weren't as prime as this thing?
No, because the playoff games, by the time you get in the game and the adrenaline starts flowing, you don't really realize how many people in the stands or what's going on, because you're so focused on the next play. The attention is now on you. There are other nine guys and coaches running around. This was, like it or not, this was all on you, on me.
And you have LeBron here.
For me, it was special. You know, there's been some talk leading up to everything, this and that. The way I looked at it, if he wasn't able to make it, that's okay. I wanted to extend the invitation, but him being here, it's an added bonus for me because of what we've been through together, considering him a dear friend. And we played so much, achieved so much, failed many times, but also was successful a lot of times. So for me, it would have been almost a detraction if it wasn't here. And now he was able to witness that, made so much more special.
See, what did it mean when you looked out there, you saw former owners, general managers, coaches, players, Cavalier legends? I
mean, yeah.
It doesn't happen for any
no.
retirement ceremony.
You know, we were... First they had me in my room by myself for like 10 minutes, and I was going crazy. And then they brought up all the guys that were here, all the players, all the general managers, all the coaches, owners, and you know, we had about 10 minutes together in the room just to stand there. And Danny Ferry came to me and said, you know, you're the only person that can bring this group together in one room. Nobody else could. So it was just, you know, I felt like those people touched my life so much more than I have theirs. So it was just special for them to take time out of their busy schedules and come to this occasion.
Z, how unreal is it to think back when you had all the big surgeries, that maybe your career was going to be over at that point, and here you are, you've played the most games in Cavalier history, and now your jersey is retired. Could you ever have imagined that when you look back on it?
No, I don't. I remember when I first broke my foot, and I think it was in 97, and I remember sitting in that apartment in Reserve Square and almost in tears in my eyes because, I didn't think I was going to play again. And coming home, I have no college degree. I had no financial means. I have mom and dad and sister to take care of. You guys know NBA as well as I do, how quick guys get chewed out and spit out and never heard from again. I could have easily been one of the, just a statistic. So I consider myself really lucky to, forget to retire in New Jersey, just to go through so many years and play so many games. So, as unlucky as I was in the beginning of my career, I think I caught some luck on the back end of it.
So you talked about how important it was to have your family with you tonight.
It was great. Yeah, you saw my crazy dad.
He's right here.
Yeah, he's right here. they represent who I am. My parents raised me, installing values in me that they believed in. My wife, my boys, that's my life right now. That's what I live for, and that's what drives me every day. I enjoy being a husband, I enjoy being a father, I enjoy going to their games. I enjoy having a quiet life. I like not getting on the planes every day. I like not getting home at 4 a.m. I like getting more sleep, a little bit more sleep. But it's just, where I am right now in my life, I guess I would say, just a good, happy place. I found a happy medium and I'm happy with it.
All right. Well, thank you, Z.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.